When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This is Ken and Curtis with Ken Laird and Chris Curtis on WEEI.
All right, special edition of the Ken and Curtis Show. We've been doing these Fenway Fest winter weekends for, I would say, what, 5-6 years, Curtis? We've been
We've been in Springfield. We were in...
Did we make Foxwoods 1 year? Maybe not. Maybe we started in the Springfield circuit.
No, we did Springfield, and then we did... We did Springfield, and then we did the Fenway one the last 2 years. Who could forget that John Henry used to speak at these, and then...
We used to get Pedro and Ortiz every year. Those were, we always look forward to those. Bradfo does have Pedro later today, I believe 1:30. 1:30 today for Pedro, and that'll be a popular interview.
Yeah, the interview we did last year with David Ortiz...
Take this off. Oh. You're a pro at this by now.
All right. Sorry about that.
You still didn't fix it, but fine.
All right, you talk.
You talk numbskull. 2:30 for Pedro Martinez this afternoon. Whole list of our guests up on our social sites, WEI, on Twitter and Instagram.
The interview we did with David Ortiz last year is one of my favorite things we've ever done.
You were like fanboy central.
But there were so many questions that he answered that I never knew. We had Ninko on, and we had on Ninko and McCourty this week on the Greg Hill Show.
Both great.
And my favorite thing about Super Bowl 51 is not just the fact that it's the greatest game I've ever seen. It's that every time you talk to somebody that was a part of it, you learn something new about it.
Yep.
And we had Ninko on, and he talked about how he believes that the reason he has two Super Bowl rings, one Super Bowl 49 with the Russell Wilson pick to Malcolm Butler, and two Super Bowl 51. He believes that Kyle Shanahan and whoever the Seahawks offensive coordinator was,
Bevel,
were trying to get their own quarterback, the MVP, and therefore getting that glow themselves, so they made decisions they wouldn't have otherwise done. And you had McCourty yesterday talk about how Bill Belichick practiced the Super Bowl halftime, and that's what led... I had never heard that story, and I listened to... I've heard, like, the same post-game shows 1,000 times about the Super Bowl. I've never heard that. So when we had David on last week, he talked about the difference between 03 and 04, and how in 03... he was able to understand this new city he just came to and how much it hurt them to lose that Game 7 with Boone's home run, and how he was in his hotel room the whole time and he was just stressing out. And then in 04, he lived. He went out to dinner. He didn't surround himself with the stress of the game. He was allowing himself to relax and go out, and he thinks that that was a big reason why they won that World
Cup. Growth. ALCS. Growth. Every year, growth, including us. We're under the stairway again here at Fenway, but we have, look at the spread.
I know. I got Diet Coke right here.
You got a Keurig machine. You got Diet Coke for on ice.
I actually might move in here.
Well, we're here until 1 o'clock, and then Bradford will take over. Baseball isn't boring. 1 of the 4. This hour, we're expected to have Carlos Narvaez and Connolly early, two of the other good stories of the year for the Boston Red Sox, and they did have some. I know people are frustrated at the lack of signings, and you've pointed that out. If you missed our interviews with Sam Kennedy and Craig Breslow, a brief one, go back and rewind the Odyssey app into the 10 o'clock
hour. Don't fast forward it.
Amen Corner. Happy birthday to Amen. He is posting those on our YouTube channel.
Oh, I totally forgot. I'm sorry. Today at Woodland, they are running the Run for Price. She passed away this past January 8th, would have been her 40th birthday. Mm. The Maripol family has been a huge part of my life. I knew Price at Rivers, and we were close, and her family has become really close. She died suddenly at Newton Wellesley Hospital. She basically went into like septic shock and passed away after having a normal virus. And it was the worst possible thing. She has two young kids. And every year at Woodland, they do a race to remember her, and there is a scholarship in her name at Woodland that gives people an opportunity to go to college. And the whole family, Ian used to be Iggy on the Dennis and Callahan show, is one of my truly great friends, one of the most unbelievable people, and the way they have galvanized around each other to support Jim, Price's widowed husband, and their two kids. The family is just, I have never, even in real time, I'd go over their house, I'm like, this, like, they're just all so nice, and like nobody's yelling at each other. It was so wild. But
Dad was yelling at you at the house?
Oh my God, Christopher. No, it was just a great family that has endured something that nobody could even fathom, and they use the memory of Price to help others. So great event through Ian and Rose and Dr. Maripol, the whole family.
See, Sam Kennedy was right. It's all positivity from you.
Yeah.
Nice sentiments all day.
Yeah, I try, you know, but
Sam was prepared for you. He had a couple talking points. Two interesting things in that interview, the $480 million that was ready to go and correcting the narrative on acquiring players via trade.
Never in a million years did I think the president of the Red Sox would have to prepare for an interview with me, but here we are.
You're on his radar.
Yep.
Now, you were in the middle of breaking down Chargers and Pats and why you're not as blowout of mind as Ninko is. What did Ninko say, 40-10, something like that?
Yeah, I am. I have, as we both have, you watch enough playoff football. They used to be normal in the Super Bowl up until the 2000s, but there's almost no blowouts in Super Bowls anymore. The last one was probably the Seahawks and the Broncos with Peyton Manning at MetLife Stadium. It was like 42-8 or something. Mm. And that was great because watching Peyton lose was always fun. But it's just not easy. The Patriots have had quarters in almost every one of their games where they have fallen asleep. How many games can you point to where this team played four great quarters against a good opponent?
Even the Miami game, they were getting moved on a little bit.
That interception by Ewers was a huge spot. They're in the red zone. That was one of the – I thought they did a phenomenal job with Olsen showing the amount of open receivers that surrounded the place where Ewers decided to throw the ball. So, you know, I think they win. I think that they should win. But this is going to be a tie game, one possession game in the fourth quarter. I would be shocked if it's a blowout. Absolutely shocked.
I also would be shocked if Drake May lights up the Chargers defense just with how good their numbers are. I mean, I haven't watched them week in and week out. And it's tough to, you know, people know Derwin James. Other than that, they don't have a ton of, like, household name defensive players. But they look legit. They play zone. They make it tough for you to go the length of the field in big chunk plays, which Drake and the Pats have taken advantage of with a lot of teams this year. I guess if the Pats run the ball well, they'll still be able to do that. But it does not seem like a 40-burger game.
No, not at all. It's going to be, I think, 21-17.
Yeah.
I would take the under. It's your first playoff start. It is going to be, and this isn't a guy like Drake May that has played in big ACC title games or played in major bowl games. Not like Patrick Mahomes had or other guys had, but look at what Mahomes did against Brady in that 18 game. That first half, they were shut out. It took him 30 minutes to get really acclimated to what Belichick's defense was doing against him. Then they, you know, exploded in the second half. And that's Mahomes. It's going to be a tight game. I think Jim Harbaugh is a great coach. Mike Vrabel has been almost perfect. I mean, there's never been a situation where I felt he wasn't prepared for it. I felt that the team is really, on all the things.
Except for Diggs. You were critical of him this week in your interview about his response to the Diggs-Barmore situation.
Right. I'm talking about in-game
coaching. But in-game coaching.
Yeah. I mean, that was a mistake. I still believe it's a mistake to talk about it like you're not disappointed that somebody's charged with something. Like, whatever. But you're not saying
unless they're
guilty.
Damn confident he's not guilty.
Well, you know,
I don't know how you could be totally confident.
It's kind of like wearing a free Rashi Rice sweatshirt and then seeing him in the physical abuse he's given to his spouse, but that's neither here nor there. But yeah, I think that Vrabel is a difference for me. I just trust him implicitly to make the right decision, and I think we are all discounting what it means to have Spillane, Harold Landry, and Milton Williams all back and playing at 100%. Harold Landry was one of the sneaky, unsung heroes of the regular season. I think he has a sack or two tomorrow night, and the defense is the reason you win it, and Drake May just doesn't make any big mistakes.
Chargers have not allowed over 20 points in any of their last six games, so the defense is playing pretty well of late.
Wow, that's
so
a good stat.
It's got to be.
Aren't you on the under? I mean, I know we're always wrong.
Yeah, definitely on the under. And I don't love, as you know, or trust Justin Herbert. However, I have watched a couple moments his this year where I was like, wow, maybe I'm wrong. Just these little plays where he'll roll out, throw on the run, and be deadly accurate. Last year, he melted in the playoffs, had a horrible game. His offensive line is
Was that 2 years ago when they had that big lead?
The four-pick game? It was 2 years ago, I guess.
When they had, well, no, maybe not. They had a huge lead at the half over the Jaguars, right? Am I mistaken?
I'll go back and check.
And then Trevor Lawrence and the Jags came back to win it because I remember Scheim was doing this like victory lap because I think he picked Trevor Lawrence and they ended up giving up the game in the second half.
Yeah. But I think he's, you know, I was wrong about Josh Allen early too, so quarterbacks do get better. And I give that a little realm of possibility, but you're right. With Landry back, your pass rush has got to get home on him against this offensive line and the state that it's in. That's it.
And the other thing for me is I don't know if there's been a recent game that will swing the national conversation on a team here in a really long time. Because if the Chargers win, the stat that I just – what it was the stat from the guy that hates Tom Brady and the Patriots.
Oh, some guy texted you this before the game.
Yeah.
About Zappi.
Scott Kaxmar says Bailey Zappi has – twice as many wins against winning teams than Drake May. Oh. 2-1. Drake May, that will be the national conversation.
Oh, Cam Newton will be proven right.
If you lose this game and at the honors in 3 weeks in Santa Clara, they give Drake May the MVP, it will be a punchline nationally. And if you lose this game, you are, whether it's right or wrong, you are going to be judged on that. And whenever anybody in that organization is asked about this week's schedule, you get a response. Mike Vrabel was pissy about it when he was asked with us in the morning. Yesterday with Robert Spillane on the Greg Hill Show, I said, you know, what are you going to do? Do you think this validates it? He said I was about to use an F-bomb.
He got his hackles up.
Yep. And
your hackles up.
I'm good at that. One thing I'm good at. But, yeah, it is going to be – I don't think we can fully understand the level of mockery nationally that will be sent to the Patriots' way if they lose this game at home.
I would like some calls on this. Do you feel Patriots blowout – or tight game tomorrow at Gillette? Just simple as that. Do you feel like comfortable or nail-biting?
Oh, my God. Tolley should be the one tolling the light tomorrow night at Gillette Stadium.
Toll the bell. For whom the bell tolls.
For whom the bell tolls. I mean, I think Breslow's going to be there early.
Okay. the Breslow interview. Start to the show.
What was your favorite part?
Your start of it. You had the little jab there. It was kind of good. 617-779-7937 if you want to reach the show.
How many times do we need to replay it to get to one?
All right. We have Carlos Narvaez and Connelly Early scheduled later this hour, but we've got some football talk going on. We'll take your calls after David Azar Trends.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This is Ken and Curtis on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app. And take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
At Fenway Fest 2026, it's the Ken and Curtis Show. And special guest joining us now, Red Sox catcher Carlos Narvaez. Hello, Carlos.
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
How are you?
Awesome, awesome. Exciting to be here and chatting this time with you guys.
Yeah, well, we love having you. You were a frequent guest on our radio postgame show. You were amazing. You broke down once. Will Fleming got you to kind of choke up a little bit. It was an emotional year, a great year for you.
Yeah, yeah. No, thank you. That was at the end. That interview was a lot going on, like I told you before. We were at the end, you know what I mean, like playing a special baseball, meaningful games. And of course, I mean, like, I don't know, that interview he was telling me, a couple of good things, you know what I mean, and I just broke. You know what I mean? It's just special. Like I say, it's been tough. So playing meaningful games at the end for an entire city, entire organization is so special to me. So.
Yeah, I find, you know, when we talk to young guys and people that reach this stage, just the amount of things, obviously talent, support, and being in the right place at the right time play a role. But do you sit back today or last year, do you ever just sit back and just say to yourself, like, how the hell is this where I, like, this is my life. I'm playing professional baseball for the Boston Red Sox, and this is going to be my job for a period of time.
Yeah, bro, I did it. I did it at the end with my dad in holidays when we were, like, I'm in reunion as a family. He just put videos on YouTube, you know what I mean, watching the highlights, that game in New York, in the workout or whatever. So it's so special. I had that feeling at the beginning of the year. Like, I'm the guy when I'm playing, like, actually in season, after when I get home, I put the highlight to see how the game went. And of course, overview the game and get back what I did back, what I did good, if I call a pitch a different, whatever. So it was a moment, I think it was the first time New York came here. Thing was after the walk-off, of course that was special, but that was when I realized, wow, bro, I mean, I'm playing for an entire city, for, like, I mean, the dream that I've been dreaming since 7 years old, you know what I mean? So, super special, like, I cannot ask for more.
Yeah, we put together Ken's highlights. It's only 5 seconds.
How many souvenirs did you keep from the year? Like, do you have the ball from the walk-off or, like, a bat? Or?
Yeah, I got the first homer. I got the walk-off. I gave that to my dad. Every gift that I got like that, I just gave that to my dad. Same thing last 2024 when I had my first big league hit, I just gave the ball to my dad. The lineup, gave to my dad. Every to my dad. He was my manager since I'm 4 years old. He's super emotional. So
was he hard on you?
A, li- Yeah, a little bit. In the baseball game. Outside, no, not much. But in a baseball game, yeah, he was hard. So he's very emotional. He's always crying when he watch me play. So to me, it's very special. Just give that gift to him. You know what I mean? So I know he's going to...
I mean, the pride's got to be incredible.
Yeah, yeah. He wanted to play pro ball. He didn't have the chance. He's still playing. He's 61 and still playing amateur baseball. So that was his dream, and I don't know. I think he's living the dream with me. So are I too. And I'm so happy to share that with him.
Well, congratulations! I mean,
could be the free agent signing his dad. That'd be a good one.
Yeah, let's bring him in. He'd be the first free agent signing.
Oh my God!
Now I know you just announced you're not going to play in the WBC.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I mean, of course I want it. That's something that's one of my goals in the future. But I mean, I got denied by the insurance, of course. That doesn't feel so good, but at the same time, my focus is here with Boston, especially at the end. It's not a secret that I was dealing with the knee, so I'm 100% now. But of course, my goal is being 100% for sprint training and show up and, you know what I mean, get everything ready, you know, because this season, I mean, every season is the season, but this season got to be the season when we accomplish the big thing for this year.
What was the wildest thing you heard at Yankee Stadium during that three-game playoff series? Was it crazy? Was it the craziest crowd you played?
The craziest? Probably, yeah. Playing against is some things that I cannot say here. Especially, bro, that was amazing. I shared that the last game, Connelly early was warming up. Bro, everybody. You can ask this to him. Everybody was on the fans, like in the dugout, in the bullpen. I was like saying multiple things to him, like this is, of course, like that. But it's, bro, I just embrace that. You know what I mean? Like every word that you hear, or whatever, for good or for bad, you just gotta embrace it, and that's the gas for you to keep going and keep building.
What's your lasting memory of the year? Is there one like takeaway, one thing that's driving you this year, or was it that series against the Yankees? Or
yes, you got two, of course. Like, it was really good memories throughout.
Yeah,
but the last 2 weeks of the season when we pushed for the clinch, I think was very special. Every game here in Fenway was very special. You feel the crowd that game when with the Sedan walk off when we clinch. I think one of the special game. Moments of the year. That series in Toronto, when I had the interview, that was very special to me. And of course, that last game in the wild card, even that we lost, I think that's super special because as a group, we got, I think even with the loss, we got reunited on that one. Those faces in the clubhouse, like it was, everybody was laid down. You know what I mean? So as a group, that you don't want to feel that again, but you gotta remember that, you gotta embrace that feeling, because of course in a long season it's gonna be ups and downs.
And you had so many new pitchers come up, like Connelly early. Like, how long did it take you? Oh, okay, Early's here. I gotta learn his. How long does it take you as a catcher to learn all these new guys you had to cycle through all year?
Yeah, that's the difficult part. But I think that when the pitching staff, the coaches, the Bailey do a great job, because even that you never catch him before, like, hey, this is the guy that you're going to have tonight, and this is the skills, like, this is the best pitch, whatever. So you combine that with your scouting report and think that you got succeed. That was Peyton did the first game here in Fenway. That's what Connelly did in Sacramento. So we never caught him before, and that was successful games, you know what I mean, because of that. So that's credit for the pitching staff and the coaches.
And Veritek, I'm sure, is a big help to all the catchers and the pitchers, but I don't know, he was like the guy in Boston 21 years ago. Like, he was the captain, he was the man, and I don't know if the young guys appreciate it, but it was wild how the catcher of those teams with those stars like Manny and David and Pedro, like, Veritek was still pretty high on the totem pole back then.
Maybe you should be the captain. New captain.
Yeah. No, that's his role. You know what I mean? Like I said earlier, of course I will love that at some point in the future, but that's something that you got to earn along the way. I said it too. So he's the guy. He's been like performing, like even with that role that he got now, like he's the best at his role. You know what I mean? Like as a captain and as like a scouting guy, you know what I mean? Like, he got every report for you. He's ready for you. So with, when you need something, you know Tech is there. And the whole history behind, he was the guy and still the guy. You can feel that with the people when, like, share that love for him. So special have him in our corner.
Yeah, so you just got to punch Volpe in the face.
Carlos, congratulations. Thank you. Great season for you. Thanks for coming by. Carlos Narvaez of the Boston Red Sox. Our coverage here brought to you by McFarland Energy, the heating, cooling, and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod depend on at McFarlandEnergy.com. By the E.L. Harvey companies, including Nauset and Amiga Disposal, your local trash collection and recycling providers. By Aviva Trattoria, Italian-inspired, American-made with fresh, wholly, locally sourced ingredients. And by Shaw's and Star Market, proud to be local since 1860. So two good interviews there. Peyton Tolley, Carlos Narvaez. Excellent seasons for both. Connolly Early will join us later this hour. Curtis?
Yeah, I marvel at people that can do that in a second language at that level.
At that stage.
It's amazing.
Great recognition and speaks excellent.
And he's very cognizant of what he says in a way that is very unique to be at that position at that age.
Yep.
And I think Cora is a great guy that leads in that way. I mean, I always remember when Cora was playing, and you know, he was never someone that got too hot or too cold, and that was a. There's two things that can be true simultaneously. The Red Sox future is bright because they've done a great job. Mainly the guy that's in St. Louis right now.
Bloom's drafts
are paying off, and you don't have the amount of needs that you had prior to last season still there. It's the margin of error that they leave themselves for no other reason than to save money.
Well, particularly with Toronto so good.
Right.
Baltimore loading up. Yankees haven't done much.
Like,
but
we used to mock teams that traded for Sonny Gray.
Huh.
No, it's true.
Well, I think he'd be a good, like you said, you compared him earlier to Walker Buehler.
Like the 90s Sox bring in, like, Brett Saberhagen and John Birkin. Like, and those are the guys at the tail end of their stuff. And if everything worked out perfectly, you'd be okay.
Yeah.
You know. I was a big Frank Viola guy.
You were.
Love him. Yeah. No. But it was doesn't matter. They're not going to change. It's just frustrating.
Well, I think they will bring Bregman in, but he's got suitors. He's got the Cubs. He's got maybe Arizona, maybe Philly. I don't know. He's got Boris is definitely
honestly,
playing it well.
If it was just in a vacuum, I would say I would not give $160 million to Alex Bregman. Like, I mean, if we're just talking about skill set.
If you had a salary cap and if you had to manage your money,
right,
that sort of thing.
But like,
would you give $300 million to Bo Bichette?
I mean, Dante was a great player.
I know you love Dante.
Dante's Inferno.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know anything about, like, what is Bo Bichette doesn't have the power, right? He's not going to hit you 40 home runs.
But neither will Bregman. Now you're dealing with two kind of comparable right-handed bats, different positions.
My thing is, you're looking at next year and you're saying Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer for 140 games. And I'm saying that is the exception to the rule. Uh-huh. If you get injured early on, likely you're not going to be someone you can rely on for 140-plus games a year. And if one of those guys don't go down, what's the margin of error there? And this is all a decision they are making because John Henry is leading the charge of the Economic Reform Committee to get a cap into Major League Baseball. That's why you had the showdown with Rob Manfred and Bryce Harper, and you have these guys that are getting ready for a fight. The only thing everybody around baseball agrees on is that there will be a work stop.
Well, Sam Kennedy said they get along well.
He also said he liked me, so.
Let's go to the phones. Let's take a couple calls. We got Justin in D.C. on the Red Sox. Good morning, Justin. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. Great show, as always, and good interviews. I guess my call is a question for why the Red Sox keep bungling this public relations approach that they have, because on the face of it, the baseball moves, Sonny Gray, Wilson Contreras, that's good. That's an 86-win team that is fighting for that last wild card spot if you bring back Bregman, and we're going to have fun September baseball. However, based on what Craig Breslow and Sam Kennedy told us, this offseason is an unequivocal failure for 2 points. They said they wanted to compete for a World Series, and the way they would compete for a World Series is, number one, home runs, because that's a sure way to score in the playoffs, according to Craig Breslow. And number two, you get a pitcher that is a number one that you could slot into your number two next to Garrett Crochet. They did not get any home runs. Wilson Contreras is a 20-home-run guy. Bregman now is a 20-home-run guy. So they failed there.
And Sonny Gray, gives up 20 home runs.
Yes, exactly. So, like, he's a two or a three, maybe, but he's not what we were told needs to compete. So I guess I think Craig Breslow is an honest, earnest guy. I just think he's incapable of achieving his goals, as we saw at the last two trade deadlines, which were really, really bad. What he told us his goals were this offseason and how short he has fallen. So my question is, we heard Sam Kennedy this morning basically say they're not a World Series contender, which right. He wanted to create at the start of the offseason. So why, Curtis and Ken, why do they make these declarative statements about a power bat and a number one pitcher when it's really hard to achieve these things? And their GM was the pick after 10 people declined interviewing for the job.
Yeah. Thanks, Justin. Good call.
Breslow does what he's told because he wouldn't be a GM if not for the Red Sox. And the front office, that's the other thing, is it's like, if I'm the one spinning to make it negative, why does it take you so long to try and explain why it works? And the fact is that it's not that EEI is negative or that I'm negative. It's that this is the opposite of what you promised. You say urgency. Nobody's thinking a trade for Sonny effing Gray.
He is a two on your team. Maybe not a two in Major League Baseball.
You're always a two.
Well, I was a Bayo guy, and he had a tough start there in game two.
I know. What happened to the baby Pedro talk? That was
a disappointing start. So now he's your three, and Sonny Gray's your two.
Hey, could I say the dumbest thing just to go over? Because Pedro's was the original whoopee before Tom Brady came on the scene.
Yep.
Saying that Tom Brady is promoting Stafford as the MVP because he's afraid of Drake May.
I think he is a little bit.
The single dumbest thing have ever heard. I will never hear anything dumber.
So what is he's just in favor of old guys generally?
Just like anybody else, he's a guy that was 45 and lost an MVP to a young buck. He wants it to go to somebody that's bided his time and is earning it. That's all. He knows Matthew Stafford. He used to play against Matthew Stafford. They're contemporaries. And whereas Drake May is sitting there and he's like, well, you beat one team with a winning record. You're going to talk about how you're the next Tom Brady. Give me a break.
I don't know. I think he's a little bit – it's like Terry Bradshaw was with Roethlisberger. He used to, like, downplay his ability. It's like it's the old guy who's a little bit afraid of somebody else stealing his leg.
Well, a lot of people around Roethlisberger were afraid, especially around bathrooms.
Let's go back to the phone, speaking of football, and talk to Sorja in Mansfield on the Bolts and the Pats. Hello, Sorja.
Ken and Curtis, how are we today?
Good.
I mean, I feel like I can't even sleep before this game. I mean, this 8 o'clock start is going to be absolutely beautiful. And I think this game is going to come down to a couple of things, right? So, first of all, as you guys mentioned, Chargers O-line is awful. Joel out for the year. And getting our defensive weapons back is going to be great. And the Chargers play a lot of zone defense, right? So Drake's going to have to make a lot of short throws. And, you know, we see it from time to time where maybe Drake has one to two throws that probably could be interceptions. Tomorrow is not the day for that. For the package and Ramondre, it's not a fumbling day. And to wrap this up, like you guys mentioned, this is going to be a huge game because the narrative on Monday, if the Patriots lose, it's going to be really bad. Luckily, that's not going to happen. It's going to be tight. But Drake May is going to take us to the promised land. Let's go past, baby.
All right, Sorja.
Sorja.
He's fired up. Now, shine before the year, just to reset this, predicted.
Two wins.
Did you pick two wins?
I don't know.
And Drake May's high ceiling was 20 touchdowns. He's supposedly this great Drake May guy. What do you have, 31?
Yeah.
He undershot it by 11. He predicted one coach was going to get fired.
There's been like 10.
Every coach in the NFL has been fired.
He also said it's going to be 80 tomorrow in Foxborough.
So I'm just keeping track of this because he likes to point out my foibles.
Oh, God. That guy.
I was wrong on I would never say
anything on Shimus too big because likely it's not. But all right, we got
Connolly early. We might as well just roll with Connolly.
We have to take him early?
Let's take him early.
Hey, Connolly. Chris, very nice to meet you.
Ken Laird, good to meet you. Connolly, have a seat.
Have a seat. Throw those headphones on. That's Doug Lane.
We might have got the three nicest guys on the team. Like, great stories this hour. Carlos Narvaez, Peyton Tolley, and now Connelly Early. So what a power hour here on the Ken and Curtis Show. Hi, Connelly. How are you? Just pull that up a little bit, that microphone up there. How are you? How's Fenway Fest treating you so far?
It's going great so far. Yeah. Really enjoying it. Nice to see all the fans and obviously be back with the guys.
How's everybody treating you? Fans been nice, pleasant so far?
Fans have been great. Everybody's bringing a lot of energy already, so that's nice to have going into spring training.
When do you head down to Fort Myers?
I'll be going down right at the end of January. Get in there a little bit early just to get into a routine and make sure I'm on top of everything from a pitching side of things and get all the strength test numbers and, you know, stick in the routine.
We just had Carlos on, and he was talking about all the heckling you two were getting in the bullpen at Yankee Stadium before that big start. Is there anything that stands out that you could say on the radio? I mean, was it as bad as he described it?
I would say it was rough, but I feel like, you know, in that moment, I'm not too focused on what they were saying, so didn't really resonate with me or stick with me. But yeah, those fans get after you for sure. That's part of the rivalry and part of the fun. So it was a good time, and going out there and competing after that is always fun.
I mean, you looked cool out there, but you could admit it now. Was it tough to keep the nerves in check? And
I mean, this guy looks cool every day.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the nerves are there. Taking the ball for you know, a team who's been playing well, and you're in playoff environment in a rival stadium. So obviously there's nerves there, but more excitement than anything for sure.
I'm curious about how you do it because, you know, you're starting the biggest start of your night of your life. It's coming up at whatever 8 o'clock was probably first pitch that night. Mm-hmm. How do you get through the day? Do you sleep at all? Are you up all night? How do you bridge the game to game where you know that you were going to be on the mound inside Yankee Stadium dealing with these cretins?
Yeah, so the night before, you know, took care of myself, got a good meal in, did a little extra studying on some of the hitters just to review it and have that fresh in the mind, and then ended up sleeping really well, honestly, that
really?
Night. Wow. Yeah, I don't really have a problem sleeping. I
just listen to Ken and I go right to bed.
Come on.
I'm pretty good at getting to sleep. But in the morning, once I woke up, definitely the time was moving a little bit slow, so grab Tolley to go grab a coffee and walk around New York a little bit before, you know, really making the way over to the field.
Tolley looks like he missed his calling as a stand-up comedian. Like he has, like, he's just funny. I don't know how to describe it, but he just seems like a good time.
Yeah, he's just got it to him.
Right.
Yeah.
He's got some Farley in him.
For sure.
Probably before your time, but
because you guys are the same age, did you hang out a lot during the season, especially, you know, getting called up later in the year together?
Yeah, so obviously drafted a year after me, but we spent his first offseason down in Fort Myers together, so got to know each other then, played some golf together, went out for some meals and everything, and then obviously crossed paths in Double A, Triple A. He shot up pretty quick from High A, so had a good amount of time in Double A with him, and you know, we stayed friends through it all, and then obviously when I got up here, he was already up here. So great to see that face when I got up here, and just, you know, have him to guide me through everything and make sure I'm staying in line for sure.
And did the vets heckle you? Like, were there any, you know...
heckle you?
I don't know, haze you or, like, you know, like, put you through, like, go get this.
Put a whoopee cushion on your seat?
No, there's some rookie assignments that you have to do, but nothing crazy. All the guys are super supportive, especially nowadays. They're very welcoming and want you to come up and feel as comfortable as possible with them. So, yeah, they did a great job with me and all the rookies, I think.
Who's the biggest sandbagging golfer on the team?
Sandbagging
like a
golfer?
Guy that says they have a bad handicap and then they dominate. Oof. Who's the best golfer on the team?
I think Cutter Crawford's up there. Greg Weissert's up there. Story might be pretty good. Mm-hmm. I haven't played with too many other guys, just because not too many guys play, you know, at the end of the season, trying to keep the body in a good spot. So hoping to see how guys play in spring training, and then I'll be able to decide from there.
Good.
How about your off season? Do you go, like, back off now that you had such a long year with all this workload and just try to ease into it, or are you still going as hard as ever the last few months?
I took a little bit of time off. Obviously, got to enjoy family. Saw family over the holidays, but, you know, big focus for me this off season was being able to put on some weight and really getting after it at the in the gym, so focused on the gym a ton and obviously eased into throwing progression, just trying to make sure, you know, everything stays in a good spot going into spring training, and I feel better than ever going in.
The baseball thing that I think about with you is people always say you've got five pitches, you could use them in any count. How proud are you of that? Is that true? Like, you feel like you got this huge arsenal and you're confident in all those pitches?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I feel like I think it comes a little bit naturally to me, just being able to change grips in my hand. And I think that's also just a testament to what the Red Sox development has really been able to do with me and with a bunch of guys in the organization. Coming into Pro Bowl, I really only threw three pitches, and they honestly weren't even the best pitches that I could have had. So, you know, a lot of development with all the technology that they use nowadays, and obviously going off of a lot of field to figure out the best grip. So it's been great so far, and yeah, that's something I take pride in for sure.
And do you have to? Is it almost sometimes too much? Like you have to, the catcher saying, "I want more of this pitch," or and you want to keep the variety. How's the give and take with that whole thing?
I mean, I love the variety. I like being able to mix it as much as possible, and I think the catchers like doing that as well. So honestly, certain days you have a little bit more confidence in one pitch than the other, so you might be able to use that a little bit more in certain counts, and you're just a little bit better at executing one pitch in certain innings. So obviously, Narvi talks to you, Wong talks to you about that, Bales talks to you about that in-game, and making in-game adjustments, and then just going from there, figuring out what to use.
Well, congrats on the season. It was an unbelievable year. I know it didn't finish the way you wanted to, but that was still a very impressive performance at Game 3 in Yankee Stadium. And you haven't seen Schlittler since, right? You're not like,
no,
we're
not
trying to get him out of the Commonwealth. If you want to take his spot down there, you know, move him out.
I haven't seen him at all. No.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
Good.
Keep it clean.
All right. Well, good luck this season.
Good
we'll
luck,
see you down in Fort Myers, all right?
Yeah,
awesome.
We'll see you. Thank you very much.
Thank you all for having me.
Thank you for coming. Awesome. We'll be right back from Fenway Fest. Ken and Curtis on location.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
A-U-D-A-C-Y. Type that into your app search, then download.
This is Ken and Curtis on WEEI.
Well, we hope to have the Greg Hill Show on location last week of February in Fort Myers. That will include you, Curtis.
All right.
Yeah, that's been the... we're going to button that up this week, lock down some plans. Doug Lane, our engineer, wants you guys on the Green Monster this year. So if we could pull that off, that'll be unique and good.
One thing I'm good at is saying... Ask Greg.
Ask Greg. Greg, I think, likes that. He likes being in different locations.
Are you saying that he's a green monster?
By then, they'll have signed Bregman. Maybe they'll have signed Bichette as well. Maybe they'll even have brought Kyle Tucker in. Just, like, shock the world. What if they go on just, this spurs them to action. Your questions today, and they're like, you know what, screw it. We're signing everybody.
What I saw today shows me a team that is absolutely doing none of that. They are far more consumed with spin as they are with signing someone that'll help them.
Don't you think, though, isn't it true that you, don't you agree? This is a leading question, I guess.
What are you, Tim Russert?
They thought Bregman was going to be here by now. They thought by now he would have taken that money.
So they've never negotiated with Scott Boras. And when did they sign Bregman last year?
Before this, because he was here. Oh, no.
No.
No, it was not after this, because you and I were talking to Cora.
We were shocked at how openly they were pursuing him.
Situation. That's right. It did drag out. Crochet was...
So they're surprised that it's taking a long time to sign a guy that it took a long time to sign last year?
But they put out that spin that they've made an aggressive offer, right? So they wanted that out there.
Right. But... if you believe in what you're doing, you don't need to spin. If you think your offseason has been successful, you say, well, proof is in the pudding. You'll see it this year. Why would you be so consumed? $498 million? What does that even mean? $498 million. Is that just total, or does that also put in the $250 million you traded away?
He kind of didn't finish the sentence.
Of course not. And then he stood up and tried to leave and sat back down. But Linda was taking a picture. I felt totally out of control.
I didn't see Linda here.
How did you not see Linda?
I don't know.
That's rude. Doug, you saw Linda. Thank you.
Was she enjoying the interview?
We're actually going to go to Loretta's Tavern across the street.
Oh, good.
Or Barbara's Call, whatever it's called.
Sam is speaking to the media at large now. Mm. He was asked whether they would go beyond the second CBT of $264 million, his quote was. We don't like to talk about our budget planning, but we've been here for 24 years, and we've been over the CBT. We were over it last year.
Okay. Does anybody confuse the Red Sox approach now with their approach when they arrived? You would have to be an absolute moron with the inability to add if you thought that those were similar.
Well, they used to be number one consistently.
Okay, Ken.
Now they're kind
of... It's the approach. The Red Sox lost... in Game 7 of the 2003 American League Championship Series when Aaron Boone's home run landed in left field.
Right.
That night, Larry Lucchino wrote a letter to season ticket holders saying that he will not rest until the evil empire is dethroned.
Rest in peace.
That offseason, they had the acquisition of, what's-his-face? They traded for Schilling at Thanksgiving. They signed Keith Volk in the early parts of free agency, and they pursued Alex Rodriguez. With Nomar going in the deal.
Maybe last year's loss wasn't painful enough.
But it's just a totally different approach. Like, there is to correct me and say that we have traded for people, that doesn't work. That might win an argument, but it doesn't work on a Red Sox fan. Who have you heard as a Red Sox fan say that?
But Kennedy also, to the big group media, reiterated the close to $500 in contractual commitments their organization has taken on.
Oh, my God.
So they're spinning it to, you know, they've signed their young guys, Roman Anthony and guys like that. Probably what he means.
The longer it takes to explain something, the further it is from the truth.
Well, I still feel
like... Do you think that he walks around saying, we have the same approach? Why do we have to do this every year? Do you think Sam Kennedy sits back and says, oh, yeah, same thing. Trading for Sonny Gray is the same as pursuing Alex Rodriguez or going after David Price?
No. But you didn't ask him that this year.
What?
You didn't ask him if they have the same approach as they
used to. No, because every year he gets mad about it. So what's the point? He's just going to say the same thing. Right. They call that gaslighting. And we're an old building. I don't want to burn down.
Well, but it is the frustrating part. They're close. They're not championship, but they're playoffs. They're good.
Okay, but they would be championship if they ran the team the way they used to.
I'm not arguing that. I'm just saying. That's why it's
so
frustrating.
Like, the energy it requires Sam Kennedy to get that nonsense out there that is true, but it's still nonsense, is for what? To say something you know not to be the case to convince people of something that's not really there.
But that's why I think they wished Bregman were signed so they wouldn't have to deal with any of this.
Ken, you keep going back to Bregman. That doesn't change anything.
It does.
For who?
Not for you, but for many.
Okay, for you?
Well, yeah, because at least their last year.
When
plus
you say
Contreras
welling out, your voice
Gray.
Goes up. It means you don't believe it.
I don't.
Pause. I lie.
Not as aggressive as the Blue Jays have been, but it's something.
Why do you I lose? Like why did you lose Alonso to the Orioles?
They didn't even bid on him.
Oh, they did. We were told they were in so. On the. How many polar bear leads did we get from Wiggy?
Well, that's Wiggy. I mean, they. Oh, their offer was non-significant.
Exactly. So, what's the point of pursuing someone that you're not interested in signing?
Okay, but they're pursuing Bregman. I like Bregman better than Alonso. You may not have.
Do you think there's a big difference?
No, I think they're comparable.
So then.
So that's what I'm saying. So if they if
so
they
if they lose
back,
Bregman, what will you say?
Oof, they better pivot to Bichette quick.
And if they lose Bichette, who could they pivot to?
Kyle Tucker.
Maybe start Veritek.
617-779-7937. All right, we're clear for the noon hour, except for Lenny DiNardo. Our good buddy's going to join us. Talk
LB.
Sox in the middle of the block. Bradfo is up at one. He has got a bountiful list of guests.
You got the next 10 minutes of Breslow.
He's going to get 10 more minutes of Breslow. He also gets Pedro at 2:30. Like, we were supposed to have Breslow for a good chunk.
We had a conversation with somebody else from the organization who said they would work on it. But out of the blue, it's like, okay, you got him here for 4 more minutes.
Yeah, it was a rush job. Not the best. Anyway, I think we've corrected. Right?
I think the muffins have been great.
The muffins have been good. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.